Welcome to Follow Your Curiosity, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Creativity. Here's how to get unstuck. I'm your host, creativity coach, Nancy Norbeck. Let's go. Hey, everybody. This is Nancy Norbeck. I'm here with this week's Creative Pep Talk. Today, I want to talk about a really tricky subject, and that is other people's opinions. So I've kind of talked about this before in the episodes on knowing your audience, because you do need to make sure that you're taking feedback from people who actually are your audience. People who aren't your audience aren't going to be able to relate to what you do, no matter how good it is. So I'm going to leave that one in the other episode because I want to keep this short, but it's out there if you want to go find it. But what I want to talk about today is just the idea that, you know, when we create something, we feel ownership of it, and that makes us feel like we have control of it. Not only of the thing itself that we've created, but a lot of times we feel like we should be able to control how other people see it. Like we have all of the insight and expertise on it because we created it, and that everybody else should see it the same way we do. That's totally understandable, but it's really important to let other people bring their own lenses to our work. First of all, as I talked about with Raquel Drossos recently, you can't control how other people are going to respond to your work. You just can't. You can't control what they're going to do with it. The 10-minute play that I talked about in that episode, I thought I knew exactly how it was supposed to be done. And when it was produced, they did something completely different that I never, ever would have imagined doing and wasn't wild about when I first heard about it. But you know what? It worked. Turned out those folks actually knew what they were doing. What did I know, right? And that's the point. When you write a piece of music, the people who are going to perform it are going to put their own spin on it. The same thing is true when you write a book. Your readers are going to interpret it their own way. They're going to see things in it that you never saw. And those things not only can be completely valid, they can give you a whole new window on your own work. And the same is true of anything else we create, whether it's a painting or a photo or an ad campaign or whatever it is. So you need to learn to be okay with letting go of your sense of control over what you create. Now, I want to be super careful here, super clear that I am not saying that this means that you just let other people tell you everything that there is to know about your own work and give up any agency or ownership that you have over it. That's not the thing, right? If people are telling you things that don't make any sense to you, they're either not your audience and completely on the wrong track, or it's something you need to think about more. It's possible that you're both right. It's possible that you're both wrong. It's possible that the truth is somewhere in the middle. But I don't want you to just turn yourself into a doormat. That is not helpful to anybody. And that's how a lot of creative folks get stuck, because they listen to the wrong people about their work. I just want you to allow for the possibility that other people have valid interpretations of what you're setting out to do that you might not expect, that might actually add a whole lot to your interpretation and understanding of your work and to your understanding of who you are as the person who creates things. Maybe they're picking up on a theme that you never saw before that could turn out to be the theme you need to dig into. You never know. Your gut is a good meter for this. If you don't have a super talkative, clear gut, then these kinds of things are an opportunity to develop one, because if it really, truly doesn't feel right in your gut, then probably it's not something you should pay attention to. But if it feels wrong in your head, but your gut is kind of saying, you know, there could be something to this, then you want to spend a little more time with it. So think about that. as you do your creative stuff and see where it takes you. And I will add, as I've been working on the course that I'm getting ready, I have talked to people who are not my audience, and they have still had valuable insight that has been really useful to me as I've been planning things. So even people who aren't your audience can offer some things that may show you your work in a different way. It's really down to you to figure out when feedback is not at all useful to you and when it needs to be considered. Just be open to the idea that the unexpected feedback that doesn't agree with what you see yourself and your work as might have some value for you. So think about that. See what you can learn from it. As always, I'd love to hear what you notice and as you try any of these pep talk tips. And with that, I'll see you next time.
If this episode resonated with you, or if you're feeling a little bit less than confident in your creative process right now, join me at The Spark on Substack as we form a community that supports and celebrates each other's creative courage. It's free, and it's also where I'll be adding programs for subscribers and listeners. The link is in your podcast app, so sign up today. See you there, and see you next week. Follow Your Curiosity is produced by me, Nancy Norbeck, with music by Joseph McDade. If you like Follow Your Curiosity, please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to tell your friends. It really helps me reach new listeners.